you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Hi there, it's Big Party, and welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on Channel 94.1 FM right here in Omaha. Thanks for joining us. It is Monday, and you're going to learn a little bit about what the ideal time is for making Whoopi, the Wasp in Hell, Jennifer Lawrence almost in a plane crash, and much, much more. Feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. All right, thank you so much, and enjoy the show.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Police will continue their search today in Lake Cunningham after a man went missing when he went swimming. He's presumed drowned, but people around 4 o'clock yesterday, a woman saw a young boy in a boat trying to flag someone down for help. The 8-year-old told her that his dad went for a swim, started drifting away at the same time that their boat drifted in the opposite direction. Now, authorities say that boats equipped with sonar technology as well as dive teams will be back at it this morning in order to find the man. Silty conditions at the bottom of Lake Cunningham, though, as well as wind, make that search difficult. But Omaha Fire has the lake closed. It will reopen later. Roads around the lake will also be closed to the public. It's a no swimming lake.
And it's so sad, man. That poor little kid. Poor little,
little boy. 8 years old.
You know, that moment for him. So it's, I guess,
terrifying.
You got to be careful if you're not comfortable swimming.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Very much so. Three people dead after a motorcycle crash. It happened near 72nd and Cass over the weekend. It was people sprung in to save lives and help. But sadly, it was still three fatalities. Police say that around 11:30 Saturday night, a Suzuki ran a red light at a high rate of speed, colliding with a Harley Davidson carrying two people. The crash is remaining under investigation.
A buddy of mine's son came up on the accident right after it happened with his friends, and it was really hard to see. I guess just relative strangers, his son, they all held hands and prayed.
Oh.
They were praying for the guy.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine pulling up on that? That's just terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
The start of the school year will usher in another set of changes to Omaha Public Schools, a grading scale. According to the Omaha World Herald, the latest changes will require students to earn a higher score to receive an A. The new scale also makes it easier to get a failing grade. The 4-point grading scale, I know, was first introduced in 2010, and it's been reworked several times since then. But teachers and administrators say that they're confident that this time they got it right. Tweaking the grading system once again to make sure grades convey what students know and the level of effort they're putting into their schoolwork.
It's so you don't get an A, you get a 4, right?
Well, it's a 4-point grading scale, so I don't quite understand.
I guess it's
matrix.
So 0 to 1 is an F.
Okay.
At the top, 3.26 to 4 equals an A.
Okay.
So you want to get a 4. Okay.
So
it's not as exciting.
No,
so it used to
one.
Be like, what, 3.2 you used to be able to consider an A or like an A minus or 3.3. So 3.4 now.
Why can't they just stick it with the A, B, C, D, F?
Well, it was always a grade point. It was always a weighted, yeah. I mean, it was always a numbered scale.
Oh, so they got rid of, I grew up with ABCDF.
So basically, here's what they did. They tossed out A minuses and B minuses.
Okay. So it just is A plus A, B plus B.
I just see A, B, C, and D.
Okay, so there's no pluses anymore. That's interesting. So there's no, like, varying degrees. It's pretty cut and dry. That's interesting that they haven't cut out the, like, A plus.
And, keep it simple, baby.
I guess so. College World Series, we are just days away from people descending from all over the country onto our fair city to enjoy the road to Omaha. College World Series opening day will be this Saturday, the 17th. First pitch goes out at 2 o'clock. It'll be airing on ESPN. Opening ceremonies and fan fest take place on Friday. But we do have some of the teams that are going to be expected. TCU, Florida State, Cal State Florida, and LSU are all in. They joined the three who clinched Saturday. That's Louisville, Oregon State, and Texas A&M. Now, Florida and Wake Forest, they're set to resume a suspended game at noon today. And then we'll be able to find out which one of those teams is going to be making their way.
It's all but one, right? We're just holding out for the final team.
The Florida Wake Forest, right? Is that it? Okay.
That's the one. So whether or not we're going to be rooting the Gators or the Demon Deacons.
Demon Deacons?
Yeah, Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
I think I would love to see them get in. Because everybody else is usual suspects.
Yes.
Yeah.
It very much is like oldie but goodie. You've heard this. You've seen this. I mean, Cal State Fullerton, LSU. I'm excited that LSU is back. I think everybody here on the show, I mean, we're fans. They're fans.
The fans are amazing, and they'll take over bars, and they're fun, and they cook, and they're super friendly. You can walk up to anybody in LSU jersey and start talking to them.
Now,
Cal State Fullerton might bring in Kevin Costner.
I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. That's his alma mater, right?
Back in the day, he used to get up, and he's taken batting practice with the team.
Oh, cool.
But that was always at Rosenblatt. Yeah.
Well, unless he's busy filming something where he plays a down on his luck former baseball player, a drinking former baseball player, something that has to do with being a former baseball player.
So Wake Forest is the Deacons, right?
Yeah, the Demon Deacons.
Demon Deacons, okay. Uh-huh. So I'm looking at all the mascots. You got Aggies, Cardinals, Titans, Beavers, Frogs, Seminoles, and Tigers, and then whoever is the other one, maybe the Demon Deacons.
Yeah, so I guess the Gators are one victory away from Omaha.
Okay.
The Demon Deacons must still win twice. So we'll try
remember, TCU won it just a couple years ago, remember? Because we went down to the Kansas City, and it was the kid who had won the College World Series with TCU and then was playing
pitching.
World Series.
Yeah, you bet.
Finnegan.
Yeah, Finnegan. Good guy. Well, it's coming up, man. It's going to be hot, so.
Well, President Trump now has the First Lady and his son, Barron, in residence at the White House. First Lady Melania Trump and their 11-year-old son, Barron, made the move from New York yesterday. They continued living in Trump Tower in New York while 11-year-old Barron wrapped up his school year. Barron's the first boy to live in the White House since John F. Kennedy Jr. back in 1963.
Now, are they going to give him a job like everybody else gets a job? Like, well, he has security clearance, and he does.
Nobody gets a free ride on the Trump train.
Yeah, I mean, will he mow the lawn, maybe? Maybe mow the lawn?
Maybe. It was so sweet. They showed him getting off of, Marine One and walking, and he was sort of, you could tell. I think he's, he's 11. He didn't seem that jazzed.
I'm surprised they didn't put him in a suit and tie. He's wearing a T-shirt that says The Expert.
I don't know what he's an expert at.
It looks photoshopped.
I know, it does.
Don't you think you'd make him dress up for the helicopter ride? Like, I'm not attacking the poor kid.
But I understand. Like, I mean, especially considering Trump and Melania are both such well-dressed. You know, I mean, you never see Trump slouching around in a T-shirt. I mean, you always see him really.
You never see any of those kids dressing anything but a tie or a sports jacket.
Barron usually has a jacket and a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just looking like a regular boy. Wearing his shirt.
I wonder. I feel bad. 11's tough. That's a tough move. That's a brave little guy. I mean, seriously, to make that move from New York to a new school and a whole new...
there. I mean, helicopter.
I'm not talking about the actual physical trip. I'm talking about the transition of going from a school where you've had friends and then coming and being the new kid from in middle school and your dad's president. It's tough.
I don't know what's going to happen, what school he's going to go to, but
they do. They already said he's going to this. Oh yeah. He's going to this super high end school. I'm trying to remember the name of it. In Maryland.
Okay.
And Melania's parents are at the White House right now, and it's a question.
Oh, really?
They might live there.
Oh, that'd be great. I think it's nice to have support.
Victor and Amelia Nave. That's her parents. So that's interesting.
So his new school is going to be. It's pretty fancy. I mean, these kids, it's called St. Andrew's Episcopal School. It's in Potomac, Maryland. I think it's like $30,000 a year. I mean, it's like one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you could spend that much on an 11-year-old's education.
Well, he's a Trump.
Yeah, no, I know,
you're the president's kid. It's like, they got to send you to some school that's basically
absolutely.
Like a Fort Knox, so you can't get kidnapped.
Right.
I guess
the catch is that St. Andrews is about 15 miles from the White House, and driving there can take over a half an hour, and that's in light traffic. So they're saying he could spend an hour commuting every day, and that's Secret Service time and everything. You know what I mean?
Why can't they just take the helicopter?
I know. Little
helipad.
The little Trump helicopter.
How many times has he been in a helicopter? I've never been in a helicopter once.
How about this? Melania's dad, Victor.
Yeah.
Belonged to the Communist Party and was a car salesman.
You know what? Yep. Victor says it all. Victor.
Yeah.
Really?
Back home in Slovenia. But maybe you could not be a communist. I mean, maybe back then you kind of had to.
Yeah. Probably. You wonder if that's like, if you're going to be.
Victor.
So, Olympics coming up 2020. It's the Tokyo Summer Olympics, and there are going to be a lot of new sports on the roster. So, in addition to the BMX freestyle, cycling, sport climbing, skateboarding, surfing, they're also adding 3-on-3 basketball.
This sounds like the X Games.
I know. That's what I thought.
I thought they were already the Mountain Dew X Games.
3-on-3 basketball. What else?
Yes. I just said BMX.
Oh, that's what they're all adding. Okay.
Yes. I mean, those are a lot of ads.
Yeah.
I mean,
for some
wrestling
reason, I thought all
won't
that
be
was
included
there,
so. At all.
Okay.
Which I can't believe. I mean, I think that if you have a core Olympic sport like wrestling, I don't feel like that should be
eliminated.
That's
interesting, really. That's the, well, what are the reason why would you get into wrestling then if it's not going to be in the Olympics?
Right. Maybe you just
why
like to get in a singlet
now?
And wrestle it around a bunch of guys.
Why are we wrestling dudes?
That is a good
Might
question.
Might be a good question to start asking. No, wrestling's
I'm
awesome.
Training for the Olympics. You're like,
wrestling is an awesome sport.
It is.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Father's Day right around the corner. It's this coming Sunday, actually. And, geez, we got some sweet stuff going on for you. If you want to win something nice and cool for your old man, teamed up with Stereo West. And we have a cool grill that we're going to be getting you registered to win, starting with Chi. And it's not just an ordinary grill. It's a $1,500 grill that comes with speakers. It's completely tricked out.
Yeah, that's what Stereo that's West cool. Auto Toys does. They trick out your ride and put really sweet custom stereos and stuff in there. So we haven't even seen this thing yet. We're like, what is that like?
I'm
so a grill with a stereo in it.
Yeah. I imagine a grill with lights. I don't want to overspeak it. I mean.
They're like, lights? Now we're going to have to add lights.
Yeah. I just don't think enough grills have lights. Generally, you can buy it for it. But it would be nice to have an overhead light included, on the thing.
You need like a headlamp.
Yeah. I generally wear like a.
So you're kind of. This will look. If the guy has the headlamp on his head while he's using this grill, he's going to look like a DJ in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
With music blaring out of it. It's kind of like you're working the ones and twos.
From that side.
Yo, working the ones and twos, flipping the burgers. So we're going to give that away. And we have some other cool stuff that we're going to add to it that we're not quite announcing yet. But,
not yet. But just stay tuned.
But what are
man.
Most dads all going to want on Father's Day? Dads just want space. They just want a day to relax.
Meet,
I think
quiet
so.
And golf.
Is that,
that's,
you mean?
Basically, I mean, my husband, the U.S. Open is going to be, starting on, Wednesday or Thursday? It's all he can talk about. I mean, and I think that he will probably want some sort of red meat charred on the grill.
See, that's interesting. So you would have to cook. See, I like to cook it myself.
He cooks. I don't know how to grill. He is I've asked a couple times and he's like, it's a... So I've let it go. Like, that's his thing. He grills. I eat. That's fine. But yeah, most likely I'll go out and get the steaks and do whatever and we'll grill and he'll just, chill out.
You don't sound you don't sound very jazzed about this. You're couching it like he's stealing or something. Yeah, and let's watch this golf thing and I guess I'll get food and he'll grill it. It's Father's Day.
He's not my dad. I mean, I'm just saying, I got a dad. I'm doing stuff for my dad. I don't need to be Julie the cruise director for Peter's Father's Day.
I think he was Julie the cruise director for Mother's Day.
Oh,
come on. Do you think Mara and Declan made breakfast on their own?
No, they didn't.
They threw donuts at her.
They threw a banana. I got a banana dropped on my head.
I would hope
that Peter wasn't behind the scenes on that. No, he did make a very lovely Mother's Day breakfast for me.
And
it
guess
was
what?
Really nice.
You're not his mom.
No, and that was, but that's always the line he gives me because I'm always like, oh, Mother's Day. And he's like, you're not my mom. I'm like, okay, well, I'll remember that come June. Just remember, there's a reason Mother's Day comes before Father's Day. Set the tone.
Neither one of you would be mothers or fathers without each other, Molly, unless he's not telling you something.
I know, right? Unless there's some other, I have every intention.
I guess it would be unless you're not telling him something.
What?
I don't know what you're celebrating today, Peter. You're not the father. I wonder if anyone's ever done that on Father's Day.
Oh, if you really wanted to stick it to somebody, that would be the perfect day to do it. Be like, I'm going to go take the kids to spend Father's Day with their dad. They're like, okay, yeah. No, Roger. Because I was sleeping with Roger, and Roger is their dad.
And you're right.
How long did have DNA tests, were they always around?
I don't know.
I mean, before it was a blood test, right?
Yeah.
But now it's like a DNA where they can really nail it down.
Swab it. Like
a paternity test.
Yeah. Yep. I think paternity tests have been around for a long time. But, you know, keep in mind.
I'm just saying, predating any of those tests for a long time in humanity, there was never proof.
Yeah.
Other than looks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
I think how many people were walking around like, I wonder if anyone will know. I mean, now you would think, obviously, they're going to find out.
Yes.
I almost wonder, like, nature-wise, like, you know, how they, you know, we are animals. I almost wonder, because both of my children, like, when they were born, they looked just like their dad. I mean, it was one of those things where they've slowly evolved to look more like a combo or more like, you know, when my son was born, he looked so much like my husband and he doesn't so much now. Yeah. And I almost wonder if that's one of those like nature in the wild things.
Like, don't like, eat this one because
exactly,
it's obviously
yours. Right. Like, look at it. That's your kid. And
don't
then
eat
I
it.
Want. Right.
Don't eat it.
Could you imagine
how strange that is that in nature they do that?
Yeah, they do.
You know, can you imagine people coming over to Molly's like, no, I thought you had four kids. And Molly's like, yeah, we ate one of them.
We ate one.
The weak one.
Yeah, the weak one. There was one of the litter that just didn't make it. He was scrawny and just didn't thrive. That's the word they always use.
I just couldn't imagine having kids and someone hating me enough to go... happy Father's Day if you are a real father, because these kids are someone else's.
Now, of the three of us on this show, you are the most likely to have that happen, though.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Shh, shut up, girl.
Girl.
No. I remember one time a friend who had a baby wanted to meet up for drinks or something. This is about, you know, a couple years down the line. And I remember... going on Facebook and seeing that she, you know, the timeline just kind of worked, right? That we'd hooked up once. I thought she wanted to meet because she wanted to tell me that this is her baby. You're my baby. I was terrified.
Oh, those are scary.
Oh, my
God. Those days. I remember dating a girl and
she
suddenly wanted me to meet her parents. And I was like, I was convinced.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, is this how she's going to tell me she's pregnant? Like,
really?
I was convinced she was going to like do it in front of her parents.
Guys have panics like that?
Oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding
really?
Me all
That's
the time?
That's so funny that you like you kind of wonder, like, is she acting funny? Because,
well,
oh, no.
When you don't want to act, you don't want to show that you were scared.
No, you don't.
You're, like, keeping your cool, but you're paying much attention of how late we are. And then suddenly they're like, oh, I got my thing. And you're trying to make it look like it was no big deal.
Well, whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's no big deal.
Sweating it.
Yeah, that's... You go in the bathroom and you vomit.
Yes, you vomit. You need to try and see if your hands are still shaking.
It was weird, though, with that situation.
Then, real quick, in that moment, you debate grabbing your stuff and just leaving.
Yeah.
Because like, you got to pass.
A lot of things are going on.
You just went from, are we going to get married, to, I think we should break up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, with that situation, I had built it up so well in my head because I couldn't figure it out that when it was never brought up and I left, I was almost disappointed. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was almost like...
No, I do think that
she's still not going to tell me.
She's like, she's sitting across from you. She was going to tell you, but then she remembered all of the things about you that made her... not want to tell you. She's like, I got to keep this to myself.
She decided at the last
minute.
This guy,
yeah, exactly. Like, he has not changed. My instincts were correct. Right. I should not procreate with this person. Like, and even though now that I have, I shouldn't tell him.
And when we have it, I'm going to eat the baby.
She's going to eat the baby.
God. Well, they don't they make cards for that? Like, you can get...
Oh, geez, sure I don't know.
On Father's Day, you celebrate Stepfather Day.
Yeah. If you're a stepfather, you should give them a card or say happy
Father's
Day.
I think they make a card. There is a card out there that says you've been like a father to me.
Oh. Yeah.
That people give on Father's Day.
They should. Okay. They should, yeah. Because I have a stepfather. I've always just kind of left it as, you know, happy Father's Day, happy Mother's Day to my stepmother, so on and so forth.
But
so,
I'm saying when it's not officially stepfather, you still got to...
Oh, that would be the fun. The guy that's
just been a
life. You mean
I'm going to get a card?
That would be the fun area department at Hallmark to work for. The ones that, the cards that are on the edges. You know, anybody can write a birthday card.
The fringe holiday.
Yeah, the kind of.
I kind of like you.
You're in my life. You just don't have a definition.
Mm-hmm. You're there, and we're glad that you were been there for me.
Thanks for being you, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Thanks.
Hey, I'm going to be getting that card.
You have been a great person.
You're
going to
get a $20 Amazon gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Mike Day.
It's my day. All right, 402-938-9400. That's in. But Chi will give you an opportunity to get qualified for that awesome giveaway we're doing at $1,500 tricked out grill from Stereo West. All right, details we'll get into you as they come.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise Season 4 has hit a roadblock. Filming has stopped in Mexico. It came to a rather abrupt halt after sex acts in the pool. According to the studio, which is Warner Brothers, we have suspended production and we are considering a thorough investigation into allegations. I guess they became aware of allegations of misconduct on the set. No additional information. TMZ said that the controversy is around contestants.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to Chris Harrison and hear what he has to say. Right. Basically, they're filming the contestants, the people on the show. It's like a lot of the villains from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
And The Bachelorette together.
They put them on a resort in Puerto Vallarta. And people start going at it in the pool. They're saying that they told us to do it, that there's plot lines.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
And so they're like, you two are going to be a couple, so we're going to film your scene tonight. And they had drinks in the bar, and they got in the pool, and they started getting frisky with cameras rolling.
Yeah.
And a producer basically stops it. Like, well, what are we filming, a porno here?
Right.
Basically, like, cut. And then I don't know who's suing who, but they're all clamming up.
It's two of the contestants.
The guy's claiming he's
Corinne,
like...
Corinne Olympios and this DeMarco Jackson.
And DeMarco goes, I couldn't do anything because I had...
Whiskey
fella.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's that called? Whiskey...
Whiskey Mick softy pants?
What was it called, Molly? Whiskey what?
I can't remember. McWhiskey. I can't remember
McWhiskey
now.
Pan. I'm okay, just. Anyway.
I can't. But yes, apparently he had to make these. He had to make the embarrassing admission that he couldn't perform, and this is all so he doesn't get in trouble for the allegations of misconduct. So we'll see. I mean, The Bachelor is hit new lows almost every year, and I think this is a new low even for their lows of having to suspend Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. But I mean, even The Bachelor has gotten kind of grimy. I mean, this last season, didn't people have like moments?
But the ratings are through the roof.
Yeah, people love it, man.
People love it. So, but hopefully this won't hold up release dates for The Bachelor in Paradise. And speaking of grimy tell-alls, Katy Perry, on the heels of dropping her new album Witness on Friday, did a 72-hour U2 live stream over the weekend. And question and answers with James Corden, one of them he asked, rank your lovers.
Rank
Katy
your
Perry
lovers.
Said that number one was John Mayer. Number two, Orlando Bloom. And number three, Diplo.
I feel like John Mayer was on the top of somebody else's list, too. Why would I even say that out loud?
I don't know. I don't think we want to ask any other questions.
Conquest. This is agree that that was weird and move on. No, but John Mayer has been conquest.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's an oversharer too. So, but that's the thing. I'm like, he's got to be loving this. I mean, Katy Perry,
yeah.
Basically.
Weird thing to do though. Put that out there.
Yeah.
For anyone. Who's the one that got away? She said there's the one that got away.
Yes, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban, huh? I guess I didn't realize they dated.
He's the guy, he raised me up. Like, he's like, would be the nice boy. She always dates bad boys.
Yes.
The one that got away.
But Josh Groban, we think, is single.
Yeah, that was the talk, right? That he and his lady friend, they kind of broke up. They called it quits after a certain amount of time. So, you know. I don't know. Maybe that was her putting out a test balloon. Like, I know you're single. Hey, let's do this. So it's definitely an all-in share fest at Katy Perry's world right now.
Josh Groban had been dating Kat Dennings from Two Broke Girls.
Okay.
The brunette.
Oh, she's cute. Mm-hmm. I like her.
The one that got away.
Jennifer Lawrence had a bit of a scare on a private plane over the weekend. She was in Kentucky visiting her family, flew out on a private plane, and then one of the engines failed while they were up at 31,000 feet. And as the pilot was routing an emergency landing, engine number two failed as well. And thankfully, despite the complications, the plane landed safely in Buffalo, New York. But Lawrence has since confirmed that she's doing just fine. She was in Kentucky visiting family. But yeah, that's a scary moment. The Killers are teasing a new single. It's called The Man. I guess The Killers have been working on a new album. We're not going to hear the whole album until September 20th, and they don't have a title for it yet. But it's been a couple years since we got some new music from The Killers. And I guess it's got a thumping disco beat is what I've been hearing about. It's upbeat. The Killers are getting out of maybe like the slower ballads. And Guy Ritchie reportedly eyeing Tom Hardy for a live action take on Aladdin. So I guess Guy Ritchie is thinking about putting Tom Hardy to play the villainous Jafar in the upcoming live action remake of Aladdin. You know, that's the hot new thing is they remake all of these old Disney
cartoons,
classics.
Whatever, yeah. into real time. Not real time, but yeah.
So it's a kind of an interesting choice because Tom Hardy is, you know, a British guy and he would be playing this, the character of Jafar. So I guess, you know, Guy Ritchie's a big fan of Tom Hardy's work and he said securing him would be like a big coup. No word yet on who else has been chosen in the cast, but you know, those live actions.
Tom Hardy's always cool and everything.
Love him.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a pretty big get for Guy Ritchie. He's kind of hurting right now. You know, he had that King Arthur movie premiere last month and it didn't.
That was bad. That took a big crap. And who was in that? Yeah. Was that a.
It was Judd Law.
Okay.
Jude Law, who played Merlin. And then I'm trying to remember the guy. He was from Sons of Anarchy and he played King Arthur. But I mean, it got like, everyone's like, no one. Didn't do too well. Sort of came and went without much fanfare.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.